This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Show final hour of the week here, and we figured we would have one final recap of the quarterback toilet bowl. And the only reason I'm agreeing to do this is because I did not lose. had I lost, I would have forgotten this whole miserable experience ever existed. Mike Danson with himself in studio, the dude down the hall, and the Tanner Schwint Show in the Aloe Fiber Studios. Mike, congratulations, man.
Yeah, super excited for what is to come. Yeah, it's 2 weeks in a row. I felt like my quarterback played worse, but the QBR didn't say so. So here I am. The final results, Tanner and Derbs were kind of out of it. They weren't even in the running. But you and I were really close. Final standings, you had 50.06, mm-hmm. and I had 50.35. So, came down to the wire. I'm really, really glad I brought this to you now. just super excited about what's to come.
Mike was the most passionate about this, too.
Oh, yeah. Every Monday morning on my drive into work, I have a text from him.
And it was fun. Like, the more we got into it, the more I started paying attention to not the stats, but actually, like, the crucial moments and all that stuff. But then again, the more I think I thought I understood it, the less I... Because I for sure thought Mike's quarterback would have had a better QBR.
Yeah, it was impressive that you two idiots still got quarterbacks with QBRs in the 80s on the last week with everybody out there. It was fun that it was that close down the end. Josh Johnson did not have a great game, but had that game-winning drive. And I think the QBR must really, really weight that.
I kind of wonder, like, too, I don't know how much it came into play, but, like, the last play for the Colts added another fumble to Riley Leonard at the end there. Like, all this kind of stuff, like, is coming into play, and I'm just going, what in the hell? When I opened up the QBR for Josh Johnson and I saw that score, I went, there is no way.
Do they take into account win losses, too?
They must.
I would imagine that's part of it.
We're picking quarterbacks for a stat that we don't know how the stat works.
Still don't.
No.
Weekdays.
Do wins factor in on this? Because if they do, obviously that changes things.
I think it does. And when you have those crucial moments that could lead your team to win or stay in the game, and then you fumble it or whatever, it probably docks you quite a bit.
And the thing I was hoping would come into play is they would look at it and go, well, Josh Johnson is playing against the Eagles' second team defense, and that must not have came into play at all because he had them the whole game.
Yeah. The Colts, where he was going against the Texans, right?
Yeah.
They were pretty much.
It was first team the whole first half, and then the second half they started subbing some people in. But I'm really disappointed in myself. Like, being a Vikings fan, I looked at it and I went, I really think Clayton Tune is going to play for the Packers. Like, I had a feeling about it, but I just didn't have it in me to go for it in case Jordan Love happened to play. And I went,
it's tough, too. Like, I was dominating for the first, 6 weeks or so of this thing, mm-hmm. and then just like that.
I 100% thought I was losing.
Well, I thought you were losing when you were gone, and you texted and said, give me the whatever quarterback.
The Miami quarterback.
I was lost then.
Derbs was lost, and I thought for sure Derbs is out. He's checked out of this thing, but somehow Derbs found a way.
Yeah, the QBR is just, it's so confusing to me.
It's really not. It's a simple game, guys.
100 is the best rating you can have, and Josh Johnson didn't throw for 150 yards, I don't think. And he had an 89 QBR somehow. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, the winning a game does not directly impact a quarterback's total QBR. This rating is an efficiency measure based on the quarterback's contributions to each play, such as passes, rushes, turnovers, sacks, and penalties, evaluated in context like down distance, field position, score, and time remaining. It uses expected points added to quantify value with adjustments for clutch situations and downweighting of garbage time plays. So that winning drive, they do put a big emphasis on.
So when Eastside Chris has been asking us every single week when we do this segment, explain the rules again, he hasn't really been wrong. Like, we explain the rules, whoever's the worst quarterback, but that's not necessarily the truth when you're right. trying to, because if you look at the numbers, you would go, yeah, that guy's numbers are just awful. But it's really, what did they do in key moments?
Correct.
Of these games.
Yep.
And that's what it came down to. Who won, by the way?
You won, Tanner.
Well, Tanner knows about
the
that
only thing that. Yeah, the only thing that mattered was losing.
No one cared about the winner.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Did you notice that he just happened to say, "Yeah, Derbs and Tanner were kind of out of it." I'm like, thanks. I finally won something for
well,
once.
Well, you know you're bad quarterback.
Well,
you played one in high school.
Football last year and second place this year, and so yeah, you know, I'm just getting used to winning things around here.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Well, second place in fantasy doesn't count because it didn't count for me.
Well, you did.
It doesn't count.
You didn't say it counted.
Yeah, it counted.
No, you didn't.
I very clearly said that I won and you took second place last year.
Yeah, but the way you said it.
Yeah, because you took second.
It was the way you said it. It's not how you said it, I guess. But Derb's thoughts?
I find this stuff fascinating, actually. I do enjoy the, like, not so much box score watching, I guess, anymore. Because, I mean, you can look at a box score and it doesn't tell the whole story.
No.
So I do think this is, it's incredibly valuable. I would use this as a really valuable tool if I was trying to either, you know, evaluate a quarterback coming in, or, you know, starting a franchise or rebuilding, or if you're trying to fine tune being, you know, a middle of the road team. I would weight this actually probably pretty heavily when thinking about quarterbacks. So
yeah, no question.
I've found that super interesting to do.
Yeah, I mean, there's guys that I've watched in the past, like you know, guys like, honestly, like Tim Tebow, I'd like to look back and see what his QBRs
right.
were,
mm-hmm.
because even though he would have these atrocious games, he would come in and have, you know, great finishes.
Well, and I don't know why that never registered in our brain, because we sat
we're
here forever.
Idiots, Tanner.
Well, that is true. We are all idiots. Yeah. But we would sit here and we're talking like, oh my God, you know, my guy threw for 400 yards and his QBR was bad. Why did we never think the inverse of that could be true? Where, oh, his stats were really bad, but his QBR was really high. Like, we've never once had that conversation. And then week 18, it comes in to bite Mike, and I can't wait to dress up my little doll girl over there.
It's gonna be fun.
My yeah. little Barbie doll.
You have some stipulations though, right?
I think we even talked about this like the first couple of weeks.
I don't think so.
This was a we were dressing in the, I don't know how to say this appropriately. I'm going to get myself in trouble. Yeah, in male clothing is something that we talked about early in this, and no matter who would have lost, that's the direction I would have went with all of you. So I'm hoping that you will do the same for me. Or, yeah, I've already told you guys, if you show up with a dress for me to wear.
What about a muumuu? That's different than a dress.
I'm not
what
showing
about, like,
up.
A kilt?
Ooh.
No, yeah, would you rather wear a kilt?
Would wear a kilt.
Where do you find a kilt? Michael?
But they're not going to have
you'd
these.
You have to buy it online.
Yeah,
and I'm willing to spend the money.
And it's going to be a little more expensive than going
Mike,
to the Ark.
Mike, look me in the eyes. I don't care.
$5,000.
I don't care. I get to dress you up for a day.
Oh, if you bring me a kilt, I will wear it.
That's like a Viking. Mm-hmm. That would be fun.
No, but then you look badass.
No, it's
and I don't,
cool, but to go in public like that, you still have to walk into
the
door.
Are you saying I don't look badass right now?
Mike, that shirt's three sizes too small for you, and there's a Rockies emblem
it's
on
a Rocky
it. Yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
You can see that?
Yeah. Well, in between your moobs. In between your man boobs. I see a C and an R in there. I need you to know that I will be going all out on this, and we will all be going all out on this, but this is going to be, we're going to find something spectacular.
You know, and I legitimately, I will wear anything that is male clothing. Like, if you bring male clothing, I will wear it.
Have you seen some of the things
but
that
Harry Styles consider female clothing?
But
yes.
I legitimately, yeah. I'm not putting on a dress. Like, I'm
Michael,
not going to do
Mike,
it.
How dare you fall into gender stereotypes?
Yes, Mike. Oh.
You can get a kilt for $70. However, yeah. It's not going to be the authentic one. The one that you want is the $359.99 that has the little sash on it.
Does anybody have a kilt lying around that they're not that they may wear?
For... What if it's a used kilt? That's what we're looking for there.
Now you guys know the rules with the kilt, right?
You also have to wear the socks.
I'm not wearing a used kilt,
Mike. You don't wear underwear anyways. It doesn't matter.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The rules of a kilt. The other person follows the rules, and then I follow the rules, and
jump
things
on
are happening.
Facebook
that are
Marketplace
weird.
And find a kilt that's been used slightly
do
worn.
Do you have any
there's an American flag
ideas
kilt.
For what to dress him in?
Yeah.
It'll come to us, man. We just got to walk around and we're gonna find
it. I legitimately, like, I'm not going to tell you no unless you're picking out dresses, but
But
I would like to be there walking around with you guys as you pick this stuff out. So
what are you?
It'll be like Pretty Woman when they take Julia Roberts into the place and they dress her up.
Yeah. You are Julia Roberts.
You're Julia Roberts.
What's going on in your little
big
brain?
Mistake. Big mistake.
They kicked him out. He doesn't belong. They won't let him shop at Ross. We don't allow your kind.
What's going on in your brain?
I was trying to think of like the worst like sports uniform that you could buy.
Yeah.
Like, and we could like cut the sleeves off of it. And like,
sports figure do you hate the most?
In my mind, when we were thinking about this, like I really thought like you could go to the Arc and you can find some crazy pants and a crazy sport coat and a crazy shirt.
I'm sorry, you don't have a say in this anymore. You should have won, and then you've been on this half of the table saying what you're going to be wearing. We're going to find.
Yeah, but you got to be generous now because if you
like
lose
this is
dude, I don't. That's true. I don't. I win. Google me. Win, Google me.
Well, you dressed as a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
I did lose that one. I did lie.
And he's had like frosted tips before.
I lost that one too. And it's been a
didn't he have to stand on the station at one point with a sign?
That was cold.
That was cold. Would have been Tanner. But you did lose it one year, but you wouldn't put the billboard up in your office.
No, because I had frosted tips on my head.
Well, should have put it up in your
should've
office.
Should have won.
I know. No, I paid my debt. It's going to be atrocious, whatever we end up doing with you, and I will be getting a ride out of Big City Roadhouse because I'm racking that tab up.
Oh, yeah,
baby.
You have to buy too. Yeah. And I don't know if that's fair, to be honest, because Mike's bought a lot of things for us.
I don't care.
Okay.
And he's nice.
I don't care. But you guys are having hearts on this. Like, we get to humiliate this man, and then he has to buy his beer.
He's a good person.
Yeah, he's a good guy, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even I'll say that. For a Vikings fan, he's a good person.
Yeah.
Thank you, Micah.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay. I didn't know this was all lovey-dovey. I didn't know we were going to be here. Like, it's okay, Mike. You know, I never meant to.
And like I say, I'm up for wearing absolutely anything as long as it's male
clothing. Would you paint
clothing.
Your fingernails?
No.
Caleb Williams does that. Yeah.
And he's a piece of bear.
Really,
doesn't get much more manly than that.
It's an accessory to the outfit.
What if you paint them purple, like Vikings colors?
You guys are painting me into a corner to say things to get myself in trouble.
Maybe you should be a little more open-minded.
Yeah. Might. Yeah. 2026. Yeah. Conforming to gender stereotypes.
Yeah. You have Tanner and I in here, and you're telling me to be the open-minded one.
I would have been in a freaking moo-moo if I would have lost. I wouldn't have had a problem with that.
I wouldn't have done that to you, though.
I don't believe that. No, I don't believe anything from you guys if I wouldn't do that to you, because you would.
I would not.
And I would deserve it.
I would have said the same.
What?
Well, thinking of what
if we were talking about Brady right now, having to dress up, I would be saying we all agreed that it was going to be
Brady would
male
you get in
clothing.
A moo-moo? Yes, he was.
See?
It's just like your sleep gown that you wear to bed.
Yes. often wear, like, does a robe count?
Sometimes
I wear a robe.
That could be.
Does Big City Roadhouse want one of us showing up in a moo-moo in this case?
I don't know. I meet with them on Monday, so I'll see what they're okay with.
I would imagine that. I would imagine they'll be fine with it. Just robe for Mike?
It's clothes.
Just a robe?
Just a robe.
Hey, man.
You know,
a robe and my Dwight and Yoakam necklace.
Cowboy boots. A robe and cowboy boots.
He could have a robe and go to the Big City Roadhouse and make it the Big City Robe House.
Dude,
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
You guys would be jealous of me sitting there in a robe.
And he has to have a pipe.
We're just dressing up as Hugh Hefner now, and
it seems like a comfy spiel.
It sounds funny right now, but when you have to get out of the vehicle and walk into Big City Roadhouse and walk, there's
what
people
if it's
there.
Cold outside.
I was gonna say it's probably 10 degrees outside.
That's a part of this, yes. I mean, it sounds fun now, but when you actually have to go in dressed up, then people are going to look at you funny, Mike.
And that's, I don't even care
but
about
we don't
that.
Explain it but to anybody.
No. We don't.
No, you just walk in.
Yeah. We're normal customers.
Yes. If we meet someone, we just say, this is
do
Mike.
We get to sit at a separate table? Because then we're going to be the loser sitting with a weirdo dressed like that.
Well, that's part of the rules.
You're going to have your own tab then.
Yeah, put it on the weirdo in the whatever.
The Viking man that's wearing a dress thing. That one.
I feel like the moo-moo should be on the table. Wait, where's your, so your gut's going sports-oriented?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is a sports-oriented thing. Mm. I feel like...
Mm. Yeah, but again, I feel like that's too normal and nice.
Well, but you
like to get sinister here.
But if you took a jersey and like cut off the sleeves and like made frilly things and like make it be awkward and like either entirely too big or too small.
We're gonna go too small if we're going on the too small side.
Yeah. Oh, look, what's his name from Griswold's Christmas movie? Yeah. Uncle Eddie.
Oh yeah,
too many clothes. That's not, that came out wrong. Yeah.
You watched that movie differently than I did.
Yeah.
We enjoy Merry different Christmas. Things about that movie. No, I don't know. I'm trying to think of like goofy characters on television and stuff that we could go with here. I don't know. I'm not sure.
When's the last time you guys went to the Ark or Goodwill?
Brady and
Saturday?
I did that.
Is that
for, yeah, it was Saturday.
Oh, really?
We did that. Hanging out. What was that? It was an 80s themed.
It was and bought wigs.
Yeah, for Habitat
it was
for
rock,
Humanity.
Like the rock and roll thing.
Yeah, and we went and got a jacket
like,
and
you wigs. Walk around there is enough crazy clothes, like crazy floral looking pants or stuff like that, that is available.
Ooh, what's your least favorite type of music?
I don't know, probably rap or hard rock.
Dress him up as a rapper or a hard rocker, which would mean he'd have to have eyeliner.
He already has the chain for the rapper.
Look like Flavor Flav out there. Big old
what
wall,
is that?
Like
Will Smith's
a wall clock,
wearing, like houses and stuff on his face,
like a could box.
Put his head in a box.
Cut out.
One of the ideas that AI just came up with was a disco chicken
jorts.
Cover a basic outfit in yellow feathers.
Jorts.
Yeah. Add shiny disco pants or leggings.
Yeah,
platform shoes.
Uncle Eddie.
Yeah. Like Uncle Eddie, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. You guys get me one of those hats, I'll wear that thing all the time, probably. Like,
that'd be pretty cool. That'd be fun. No?
I don't know. We just can't
just
get it wrong.
Thought.
We can't get it wrong. That's all I know. A medieval jester.
Anything you put me in is going to be funny.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens anyways for you, Mike.
Well, it was a hard-fought battle, and Mike lost it.
For you guys.
And yeah.
It was impressive.
I remember how close it was. I just remember that Mike lost.
And that's fine. Like, and I'll pay my debt
Will you
in
have
male
a different
clothing.
Strategy next year?
Picking worse quarterbacks.
Yeah, that...
Or
not
better ones.
Not having whatever, like 6 weeks at the end where I pick guys in the 60s the whole time. Because I was in a great place until that.
It was very impressive that you guys struggled on the last couple weeks. That's what when he was texting, and Mike was texting me, bitching about, I don't understand how Josh does. I'm like, dude, neither of you guys should be picking quarterbacks in the 80s right now. Clayton Toon started, and I had the last pick.
And it was the biggest surprise.
Nobody thought
Riley Moss or whatever, Riley Leonard would do anything against you.
What did I tell you, like, early in the week? I said, I'm probably going to pick Brady Cook.
And then you didn't.
And I didn't. And I should have.
Yes.
Because...
Correct. Correct. He was horrible the entire time.
And he says, this is the best segment of the KFKA week. So, Mike, you brought that to the table.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's been good.
Well, Smitty's got to have some ideas on what we should dress him up as.
Go ahead, Smitty. Anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Yeah,
let me know.
Hear that.
We haven't heard from Eastside Chris trying to get the rules yet either.
Yeah,
no, he did.
Oh.
Yeah, he did.
I looked over and saw it.
He
can wait until next year.
Yeah. He added Maybe Big we'll Hub understand. Into this, too. He said, I think Hub and I are confused. Can you explain the rules again? Hub gets it.
It's like, hey, asking for a friend.
The reason we couldn't explain the rules is because they're bad, I guess. I don't know.
Well, this whole thing started because Mike sent this freaking novel of a text to us all, and nobody took the time to read it. We're like, yeah, come on Fridays at 1, Mike.
I literally just read, pick one quarterback a week, and I was like, I can do that.
32 of the SOBs.
Pick a starting quarterback. Yeah. It's like the Saturday Night Live Jeopardy. Say a quarterback. Yeah, anyone possible. Yeah.
I'll find one.
We'll find one. I still think we should do playoff edition.
I would do that. I don't care.
What are we throwing
on
the table?
Run into a lack of quarterbacks as the playoffs move on.
That's true. That would be tough.
Yeah. Yeah. That's in the rules.
There's four of us, and at one point there's going to be two quarterbacks. So.
Then you have to go into wide receivers and running backs.
Or you could just flip a coin.
They don't really get QBR, though.
QBR is my
Well, I mean, like, you're going to have to go with regular stats.
WRR. No, Micah, that's way too confusing.
That's way too confusing, Mike.
You guys are already confused by the quarterback.
No, I'm not confused. We know. I didn't know lose. I'm the third most confused.
I knew the whole time.
Now, here's what I did, though, is I lost this first year, and now next year I can just mess with the numbers the whole time.
True. I was like, no. Could probably have just threw have a decimal early, point once in a while.
He could have early, but then when we started realizing, oh, this is kind of getting serious here, then all of us started checking QBRs on the Sunday after it came out. So, no, you couldn't mess with
them. It takes
like
8 hours after the game for the QBR.
It does.
Yeah.
All of us?
Oh. I had asked Grok at one point after Washington's game, I said, what would the average QBR be for Josh Johnson's stats? And it said, like, the average for people with these kind of stats is 68.9. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, that's perfect. And then it came out as 89.4, and I went, holy,
I
am screwed.
I was doing the same thing. I'm like, if a quarterback has a rating of 93, what will its QBR be? And it's like, well, it depends on the game. And I'm like, shut up. Tell me what it is.
What was the gap from first to last? Like, how close were we all of us on that, because you guys were at
Brady
a 50.
And I struggled at the end, and the gap kind of opened up a lot more.
Yeah, because you guys were very good at picking mediocre.
Like Tanner, your score is very respectable. I think like a 39.88 overall for the season is fantastic.
Telling,
like,
he knows what to look for.
Mm-hmm. Been there, done that.
Mm-hmm. And
he's like, what did I do in high school?
Watch too much
Find
local college football.
The same thing.
Throw
as
it
I
to
did
the
in
wrong
high
color. Derps at 42.06.
Who's getting dressed up, Mike? Who's
That's
getting dressed
good.
Up?
And
what
then the
40,
fact, the 42. Fact
42.6.
That Brady and I had over 50s, which is That's above average quarterback play for the year, is not good.
Go! I did it again. Smitty's going to kill me. Wyoming cheerleader. Nothing could be more degrading than that.
He already has a face for one.
The beard.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're dressed as a cheerleader, that's different.
I have the gun also.
Sport, male and female.
That would be sporty. Yeah, what if you did a male cheerleader costume? That's male.
Yeah, it's male.
Those are male
that
clothes.
That is a male clothing. Yes.
Google some Harry Styles outfits. That has to
what
count.
Is that?
It's a male.
What's a Harry Styles?
Oh, it's he's a singer. He's
Mike's hairy enough. His style is already
yeah. I love that we just took some unnecessary shot at Wyoming cheerleaders.
Really,
but
yeah. I didn't.
No.
Sorry.
Mike and I did.
Yeah. I honestly said it and felt bad right away.
Mike's a Wyoming 6 up there on the dating pool.
I was going to take a break, but as you can see.
Where the hell did he go?
No clue. Nope.
Oh, he's back. Oh, look at that.
28 minutes. Hey, Michael, can we take a break now? Is that okay with you, buddy?
He's winded.
No, I'm going to leave.
Okay. It's the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
For Hall of Fame prep talk, listen to Coach Speak. Days at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Hall Show on 1310 KFKA.
We should have Michael participate in this next year.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I would.
Dress him up.
Would you agree to the deals?
I'd dress up in a kilt. I don't think anyone would want to see me dress up in a kilt.
I can guarantee that.
and honestly, like a dress, This is a family restaurant, man. It's disturbing. People are trying to eat.
Yeah. But you would agree to dress up on and whatever that we would say, and then you would buy when we went there.
I already have a thrift store shirt.
Again, you didn't answer.
We would pick the outfit.
No. I have the outfit. I keep forgetting to take the picture of it.
It would be our true choice.
He won't agree to the stipulations. No. It would be fun for him to participate, but he won't agree to the stipulations.
Michael, come on.
I like my stipulations.
Come on.
That fifth pick during the week would be tough, man.
Oh, yeah. But everyone would eventually have to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it would level itself out eventually.
Maybe.
Well, it's just pure numbers. It would.
Well, if you end up being third every week, you would pick third every week. So
thanks, Mike.
That's how it works. Mm-hmm. That's part of the rules.
Michael, are you in?
I would probably pick every quarterback who's playing against the Broncos.
Well, it can be done.
It probably would have worked out well for you this year.
If you would have had that.
If you would have had that pick, yeah.
Pick.
Because I think we picked on the quarterbacks who played Houston and Denver the most. Yeah, like I took Jordan Love and got him out of the way when he played Denver.
I'm going to take this more seriously next year rather than just open up who's actually playing this weekend and then looking
are
at
you
the...
not?
No, I'm going to.
That breaks the fun of it because Derbs and I were in the same boat. We'd be like 15 minutes before and be like, yeah, I wonder who's going to go here.
Mike came in with like a novel.
Yeah. And it worked out well. Yeah, it worked out well.
Worked great for him.
Who do you guys like this weekend? Oh, how about tonight? Big game tonight, Indiana and Oregon. This is going to be fascinating because you got two top-tier defenses but also top-tier offenses. What is going to give tonight?
The coach matchup is fascinating to me because I was big Cignetti guy. I liked that. I loved that line. I heard you talking about that earlier, that I win, Google me. Like, I loved that. But now that he is winning, and he's winning consistently, I'm like, you're an arrogant a-hole. Like, that's why, and he's backing up, right? But it's like a good sports, like, okay, I don't move on. And I didn't like Dan Lanning either, because, you know, he after the whole Prime thing, when he's like, they're playing for clicks, we're playing for wins, and then afterwards they're celebrating like they won the Super Bowl once they beat a porous CU team. But now I'm starting to like Dan Lanning. You know, he's making a lot of sense with what he's talking about with college football. This should have been a home game for the team that they played. It was a Tech last week.
Well, to be fair, everyone's saying.
He's actually in the trenches true. And saying these things, where the scheduling thing, we should be done on this day. Like, so I'm starting to like Dan Lanning, and Kurt Cignetti's starting to annoy me a little bit. The little eyebrow drop when he's looking out on the field like he's always just so mean.
I like characters. That's a good character.
No, it's good for the game, don't get me wrong, but I think I'm falling into the I'm not a big Cignetti guy.
You would rather
anymore.
Have Mario Cristobal's 1-0? Just 1-0? How do you feel about this game today? 1-0.
I respect it.
We got to go 1-0. Yeah, but you're going to celebrate with your team tonight. We got to go 1-0 next week. Or 5 weeks from now, whenever it is.
I respect it, but Cignetti's just starting to drive me a little crazy. You guys you disagree with that?
I honestly just don't play those games, so I don't pay attention to a whole lot of that. I just watch the football.
You don't like the drama of it, though? Like the different characters that show up?
Not really. I guess it just doesn't bother me when thinking about a program or thinking about a game. Like those things just don't factor into me. Like I do like the characters, but I'm just like, that was dumb as well.
There's not a coach that pisses you off where you're like, I root against that guy.
No, uh-uh.
Really?
Players you have that, but coaches you don't.
Yeah, 100%.
Even Lane Kiffin, you're not rooting against Lane Kiffin?
No, I'm fine with Lane Kiffin.
Do you hate people?
I really don't hate people.
If you're into radio regular content, you have to kind of hate people.
I was just
something to bitch about.
I was kind of just born with that natural hating of things. But. Yeah.
No, I don't mind Cignetti. I think what I like about him is he's using the transfer portal different than other people. He's going and getting people who are successful at a lower level of college football and bringing them in, not going after the once upon a time five-star athlete. He's going and getting people who have been successful, and it's working out.
I just hope it's another good game. The college football playoffs need this. And as much as we bash the committee, we got to give them kudos. And I said this when the field came out. They got it right, and Miami's showing that they got it
their
right.
Their own conference didn't get it right, but CFP got it right.
Got it right on that. So I just hope it's a good game. I thought that was a great game last night. I do wonder how different it would have been if Kwon Lacey would have been healthy still. Because that guy guy's electric, and he's been electric all year long. So I just do wonder about that. But I just hope it's a good game. And then we'll wait, as you said, my son will graduate high school, and then we'll watch the college football playoff championship.
The timing is really weird. Okay, so where are you going? Where are you going? Picks.
Oh.
Picks are for me on Friday. Everybody knows that.
Against the spread or just, is it a pick 'em or what is the spread? I haven't even.
It's 3.5, I think,
for
is
Indiana.
Last I saw.
Yeah,
yeah,
last I looked.
Yeah. I just, I don't think I can, you know what, give me Oregon. I'll take Oregon plus 3.5.
Yeah, I'm team Oregon. This is probably a little bit more of a hot take than what some are saying, but I think Dante Moore is considerably better. At the quarterback position.
Than Fernando Mendoza?
Than Mendoza.
I would agree
with think
that.
He's considerably better, and I think he makes the difference tonight.
I like Indiana to cover easily, honestly. I think they win by 10.
Well, I do take the, you know, Indiana beat Oregon by 10 last time out. So, Micah knows I kind of like the Ducks. So, I'm not even going to take the points.
Quack, quack.
I'm not taking points.
Yeah, no, I think Oregon wins outright.
Yeah, I don't need points.
Yeah. Micah, no point.
Don't give me the point.
You don't need no point.
There we go. So
thought he would get something from it on that.
Sometimes you do. And you enjoy those times when you get them.
Indiana's going to win.
All right. Are they covering 3?
They win by more than 3.
Okay, they are covering 3.
He learned something this year. Very well done, because you struggled with that on the spread. You did that. Well, very well done.
I don't do the gambling.
He doesn't do the gambling. Rams Panthers tomorrow at 2:30.
I love the Panthers plus 10.5. I think the Rams win. This morning I picked the Rams to win the damn Super Bowl, but I think the Panthers keep this close.
Yeah, it's probably just because of the hook there for me, but that's an uncomfortable.
Yeah,
that's
Carolina beat them straight up 2 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago in Carolina.
They're going to pay attention to Devontae Adams likely playing, too, and he's been their big red zone threat. Panthers very good defensively in the red zone, but getting Devontae Adams, who had 14 touchdowns, 9 of those in the red zone.
Yeah, so I still like Carolina plus the 10.5.
I was going to say, Adams was a very late scratch last week, so I think he could have gone last week, so I expect him to be a full go.
So where are you going?
The 10.5, give me the Panthers, but that I don't feel good about that at all.
Rams cover.
No, I didn't pick that. We're just reiterating what he says. Picture on Friday, everybody knows that.
Well,
it's the end of the show.
Oh.
It's Football Friday presented by Big City Roadhouse.
Right. Okay.
At the end of the show, we do the picks.
Friday.
Right, but
presented
at the end,
by Big City Roadhouse.
Big City Roadhouse.
Where Mike's going to be buying
everybody
us.
Knows that.
At the end of Friday.
Beers.
At the end of it.
Yeah, the end of Fridays.
Okay, Packers-Bears. Green Bay is a 1.5-point favorite.
Packers minus 1.5.
Bears by a zillion.
I think the Bears win this easily, honestly. I think the Packers have lost 5 games in a row, I think, coming into this.
And, dude, it took a miracle onside kick for them to win it the last time.
Their defense is not what it was without Micah Parsons.
Without Micah Parsons on the field, the Packers have just a 28.8 pass rush rate. That was what I was pointing out when the Packers played the Broncos. Outside, yes, they get sacks with Micah Parsons,
all or
nothing. Outside of that, they're not hitting the quarterback, they're not affecting the quarterback, they can get to him once in a while, but it's not a consistent threat. So I would be paying attention to that one pretty big in this game.
Yeah,
the Bears are very good at protecting
Packers. I still like the Packers going in there and beating the Bears.
The Bears have played close games all year too, so they're going to be ready for
X factor in this game. The tight end I wanted the Broncos to take to draft is Colson Loveland, and he's been very good the last couple of weeks, so watch out for him in this game.
I still, yeah. Packers going to win this game.
The Josh Allens and the Jaguars.
Give me the Josh Allens. I think Buffalo goes into Jacksonville and beats it. I think that everyone's counting Buffalo out, and I think they're a very dangerous team still, so I'll take Buffalo.
Give me the Jags. Too much defense.
Yeah, this one I hate because I really liked both of these teams coming into the playoffs. I hate that they're playing each other. What's the spread on this?
Bills are minus 1.5.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really close. I think the Bills are going to win, though.
McDermott has never won a road playoff game.
I think he's coaching for his job right now.
0-5 on the road.
If they lose this game, I think McDermott gets fired, and then watch out for Harbaugh to Buffalo.
Okay. You got the Jags really good against the run, and you have the league leader in rushing yards in James Cook. So, again, one of those things has to give.
Buffalo's defense has been very opportunistic, too. I mean, they're not great on paper. They don't grade out well. But you watch them, they tend to make that big play when it matters. And I think that's going to happen in a relatively young Jacksonville team. First-year head coach with Liam Cohen. I think Buffalo gets it done.
Quickly, Chargers-Patriots. New England minus 3.5.
I've got the Chargers going into Foxborough and beating the Patriots.
Pats by a zillion.
Yeah, Patriots.
Monday will be Texans Steelers, Houston -3.
I got Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, but gross.
Yeah, it's going to be a 6-3 game.
Yeah. I think Houston's going to win this thing.
Okay. 43 minutes after the hour.
Niners, Eagles.
Did I already ask that? I didn't ask that. Philadelphia -5.5.
I did the exact same thing. It's the only reason that I said that. I like the Niners outright.
You're just obsessed with the Niners-Eagles game.
I'm sorry. Niners
no,
outright.
No. It's good.
Niners outright.
Birds.
Yeah, I like the Eagles. That 49er defense is bad.
Yeah. We'll see. This is going to be fun.
Eagles offense is bad. Just the last thing.
All right. 43 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, everybody. Steve Smiley, head men's basketball coach at the University of Northern Colorado. And you are listening to the whole show on KFKA.
Okay. We got the picks coming up. I'm going to keep the people in here.
We have names, damn it.
I want you to do sound effects. To make sense of every.
There's no turkeys. Time.
Oh. That we yes,
I you just can, that was my resume.
Yeah,
or salmon.
The picks are coming up.
Pig City Roadhouse presents Football Friday on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What's up, hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Okay, my local stuff is over for now. Until next week, we get back to it with the Broncos. But we've got the picks nonetheless. I've got Dancing with Himself, the dude down the hall, the Schwinn Show in here to provide something to this as we go here. Saturday, Rams-Panthers. The Rams are 10.5-point favorites. What?
Nothing. Keep going.
What are you whispering over there? You're distracting me. Now I'm out of the mode. I got to get back into character. Rams. I like the Rams to cover 10.5.
Yeah.
Micah got it. All right.
I was going to try to ram heads with Derbs, but he didn't seem interested.
That's pretty good. Packers, Bears. Yeah, the Bears are playing great. I like the Bears to. I like the Bears just to win.
Wow. They're furry tractors.
You know what they can smell?
What is that? It's the cutest little bear.
I'm a cub.
It's like a Winnie the Pooh bear. Bills, Jaguars, back and forth on this one. But I think Josh Allen's going to get it done. They have a great running back, so let me go with the Bills.
Moo?
I don't. What does a bill say?
Wait, hang on.
Oh, a stampede. Oh,
this is like 50s radio here. Come on, boys.
90 seconds.
Gotta really set it up. Okay, 49ers, Eagles. Give me the Eagles -5.5.
I wish you had picked the 49ers.
Yeah.
They're gold in them hills.
Chargers, Patriots. The Patriots are -3.5. Give me the Chargers to win.
Oh, nice.
Dang it. I wanted to say America.
Why?
For the Patriots.
I was going to go like Boston Tea Party.
Texans, Steelers. I'm a Houston's -3. I'm going to take the Steelers to win this game.
Ching, 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 ching.
That's
literally how they made radio back in the 50s. We are bringing it back, fellas. Next week, join us for the installment of How I Met Your Mother. We're going to act it out on the air, the sound effects. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.